Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday. It's March 17th. Welcome.
Good morning,
good
everyone.
Good morning. St. Patrick's Day. I just double-checked to make sure.
Yes.
Charlotte reassured me this is a day of the Irish.
Did you see any green this weekend? People wearing green?
No, actually, I haven't really paid attention to that. But, I mean, if there was a group of green wearing people, I probably would have noticed.
Uh-huh.
But I did not notice anything like that. No. Did you?
No. Well, yeah, we did. But we're celebrating today.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Santa Monica. And
oh, awesome. Well, let everybody know that your BFF is here.
Yes, sorry.
And it's Sarah Ashley. Welcome to the
Hello.
Show. And don't anybody dare to call her Sarah. It's Sarah Ashley. What were your parents thinking? I mean, they had to think this is going to be like a long name for a girl.
My dad wanted Sarah. My mom wanted Ashley.
Oh, so they went with both.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And no middle name? Or
no.
Okay,
no.
There you go.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But it's true, because when you're little, I mean, my name's Charlotte Elizabeth Broadbent.
Yeah.
So long. I mean, each word, each name has nine
That's
letters.
That's true,
in.
Yeah.
How I learned how to spell all three of them I was young, I have no idea.
Wow.
And it's like a long, when you're little,
they are long.
Like Charlotte and Sarah Ashley, it's like, oh my God.
I know. I know. By the time you finish mentioning both your names, it's the end of the day, you know? Yeah. Wow. So Sarah Ashley is here from Florida visiting Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have been having a lot of fun, I guess, right?
We have.
I saw a fun picture on Facebook. And I'm sure you had a lot more fun than just the pictures can tell.
Yes.
Yeah, right? But we are picture people.
Oh, okay.
The pictures say it all. But yeah, yesterday we went to Malibu Wine and
Family Wines,
something like this. It's the Saddle Rock Ranch.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, was
cool.
It?
It's really cool. Have you ever been out there to one of the wine tasting
No,
places?
I haven't. I didn't even know they had it in Malibu.
Yeah, it's like big groups of people go, and you can take your own food in.
Mm-hmm.
So these huge groups of people are there with all this amazing food.
Oh,
like,
really?
I mean, we just went to go taste some wine.
Yeah. What is it, like picnicking outside or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
And you can buy the wine. You can, yeah. I guess what people were doing were they were trying them, seeing which they liked, and then buying the bottle of wine that they liked.
Right, yeah.
But we did, there was a mimosa flight. So we tried, like, did tasting for mimosas.
Oh, wow.
Which was
mimosas.
Good because we went at, like, 11 a.m. So The mimosas kind of got us settled in, and then we went to the wine.
Oh, wow. So did you – but I guess wine tasting, if you do it the right way, you don't really get drunk, right? You just sip
no,
a little bit.
No, yeah,
of
we
each.
Didn't get drunk, and then –
Yeah.
We went and got pizza afterwards.
You did? So, well, that goes perfectly with that, I'm sure.
We were hungry. We were like, all right, pizza time. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. So you can tell us more about your experience on the weekend. But we do need to talk about the earthquake this morning because Everybody's talking about it. And we had a 4.4 this morning at about 6:25 a.m., and I'm sure everybody that lives in L.A. was pretty shaken. What did you think? This was like your first earthquake, right?
Well, I'd witnessed one in England when I was like, I think I was about 10. Mm. But, I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't even know what magnitude it was. But, I mean, I would probably say about a 2.
Yeah.
So it was nothing. You could barely feel it. But this morning, yeah. I was like, oh, my God, Sarah Ashley, what's going on?
And it was a swaying one. It wasn't really a shaking, right? It was like a swaying one.
I think this is
like different ones.
I think I was so out of it. And I was and I could hear upstairs things rattling around upstairs. And then the guy who lives above me, I could hear him. I don't know.
Yeah, like jumping out of bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could hear my neighbors, too, jumping out of bed. I just pretty much just went, Jesus Christ. You know, I was awakened. Luckily, it was short, and so I just went back to sleep. I mean, what do you do, you know?
I was freaked out, and the only photo frame that fell off all of my walls in my apartment was a photo of me and Sarah Ashley.
Really?
How weird is that?
Wow, it is.
It was the only one that fell.
Wow. Yeah. What did you think about it? Was that your first time that you ever felt a shaking like this?
It was. Yeah. We don't have them on the West Coast.
Yeah,
East Coast.
I know. That's true. And did you... I mean, you must have been, like, pretty scared, right?
I just didn't... It doesn't really process right away.
Right.
It doesn't. I don't think
you don't realize what it is. Yeah, and the implications of it.
Seriously, it's like, what's going on? And then in my back of my mind, it's like, what if this is really... What happens if something really... A big one really happens?
Right.
What do you do?
I know.
I said, I was like, do you, like, cover your head? And
they don't last long, do they?
Well, it depends. Some of them are long. I mean, some of them can go for, like, 15, 20, even 30 seconds. And, I mean, the Northridge one back in 94 was pretty strong. I mean, that one lasted a while. Although I wasn't here that time. We just moved, if you can believe it, a week before we moved to Vegas. So we weren't really here to to feel it. But we had a house here that suffered some damage. But the thing is, no wonder because we felt it really strong here. Sometimes it's just like they're sort of like weak. But the thing is, this centered 6 miles northwest of Westwood, which is exactly where we are.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously.
So we're like sitting on top of it, man.
I called my friend as soon as it had happened. I called him and he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, did you just feel that? He's like, feel what? I was like, it was an earthquake. He's like, no, I'm driving and I didn't feel it.
Oh, wow.
Like, how did you not feel that?
Yeah. Driving at 6:30 in the morning? What the hell is that?
Well, he works early, so he didn't even feel it.
Yeah,
but
when he drives,
I can't imagine when you're driving how that would.
Yeah.
How do you? I don't know. Do you feel it? I guess not. But
apparently not. I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're in motion,
though.
Yeah. But I think if you're in motion, maybe you don't feel it. I don't know. I really don't know. But if he said he didn't feel it, then he did, you know?
Yeah.
But it's it can get pretty scary. And you're right. I mean, every time something like this happens, we think of the big one.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Where are you going to go? There's nowhere you can go. I mean, by the time you run outside, you know, it's over.
And I heard that's the last thing you should do.
Yeah.
Run outside, because in the process of running outside.
Right.
Is you're when like it gets really bad, and that's when everything. But like, should you cover your head? I don't know what with. Maybe a pillow.
Yeah.
If you're in bed,
how's
still,
a pillow going to help you if the top floor falls on you?
I don't know. Just something to somewhat protect you. I don't know. Yeah, I guess a pillow isn't going
to
do much.
No, they say to go under tables and doorways and stuff.
Well, we were watching. Was it KTLA we were watching this morning? And
yes.
As they went, the news anchors climbed
under the desk.
The desk.
Yeah.
And a reporter, someone had called in and said they were a special, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But they knew about earthquakes, and that was the best thing that they could have done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they teach kids in school and stuff. But the thing is that the amazing thing is that there's not a lot of damage when earthquakes like this happen here because of the way they build, you know.
Yeah.
Everything is like made to be sort of like flexible, you know, not a lot of brick and stuff, you know, a lot of wood and things like that. Because we are sitting on top of a, you know, an earthquake, you know, prone area. So it's definitely something you have to think about.
Oh, that scares me.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of, like, I mean, everybody's Facebook status was about the earthquake.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
And even people that had said they've lived here for 14 years.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first earthquake they've ever felt.
Wow. Yeah.
So hopefully there's not another one coming.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. I know. But, you know, very. Even the high rises here, they build them on like wheels, you know, so they can actually sway with the ground. It's amazing. Yeah. But let me tell you, you want to talk about scary. We were the first year of the station. We were downtown on the 36th floor and there was an earthquake and I was up there and they immediately, you know, shut down the elevators and everything. And I'm just like, you know, I mean, you feel this way and you look down and you're so up high and you go, what the hell's going to happen here? You know?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's like, So I guess every place, it's like you can't get away from, you know, natural disasters. You know, everywhere you go, you either get hurricanes or tornadoes or snow or, some floods or whatever, you know, fires.
And what we were saying is you can predict, or like, you know, that all that stuff is coming, like a hurricane and whatever. But with an earthquake, you don't.
Right.
You don't know that it's coming. And yeah. But my mom texted me from England and she said it's reporting that there's been 6 aftershocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably.
I didn't feel anything after
that, you know. But I was thinking, what if I was somewhere else? I mean, can you imagine if you're like in the shower and this happens?
Oh,
I mean, my God, it's like not a big place. You can like, right. You know, because I have like glass doors in the shower, and I could just as easily just, you know, fell against the glass or something,
seriously.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, but the interesting thing is that they usually happen in the morning, you know, early morning. And because I remember, yeah. They're usually in the morning early. I don't know why. And actually, some of them are like on Monday. I think the Northridge one was on Monday too, Monday morning.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's any connection to that. But it's rare to feel an earthquake here at night, or like, you know, in the evening or something. Although there's no hard cut rules about it, I'm sure.
It was a scary wake up call.
Yeah.
I was like,
it is.
What's going on?
I know.
And I'm a baby with stuff like that. I get so freaked out.
Well, you know, I mean, I think most people do, you know, because it's like you don't know. Luckily, this was short. You know, I remember with long ones, you're just like, please stop, you know.
Because, and when you said that 20 seconds is like a long one, and I'm thinking that's not that long, but when you're in the moment, it feels like forever.
It does, because you don't know when it's going to end either.
Yeah.
You know, you just want it to stop, because, you know, the longer it goes, the more damage is going to be.
It says that this was about 10 to 12 seconds.
Wow. Yeah.
Felt like a lot longer than that.
Yeah. To me, it felt shorter. Maybe it took me a couple seconds to wake up or something. But
yeah, maybe.
But, it's funny because suddenly all the lights turn on with the neighbors and everything, and people
and
wake
the cats
up.
Cats are like,
I know. And all the cars are like, you know, the alarms and everything. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
And you can hear some sirens like in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You know what's funny is at nighttime, I don't know where these birds come from, but usually birds are asleep at night. And I go to bed around 2, 3. You know, I went to bed at 3. And I'm trying to get to sleep because I only have about 5 hours to sleep. And a couple birds, and it's not just normal birds. I mean, they start like tweeting and stuff. And
talking to each other.
But it's like you can't ignore it because it's so quiet at that time.
And they're the only ones being annoyed.
Yeah, exactly. And it kept me from going to sleep. And I thought if people were that loud, then people would be really pissed, you know, because it would wake you up. I mean, it was pretty loud. And I'm like, I thought I'm not getting up to close my window because I have to have air coming in, you know, during the night.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But it did take me a good 15 minutes to sort of like tune out of that.
Get them out of your mind and be like.
Yeah, because I focused on it and I'm going, wow, this is interesting. You know, what are they saying to each other? You know, all the different tweets and everything.
That's funny.
I know. No. And so you try to figure out what they're saying and all that. And I thought, God, that would be interesting, you know, if you were like into bird watching and stuff, to really understand what they're saying.
I've always wanted a parrot.
Saying. Yeah.
That can actually like talk back to you. And
I know.
You're stupid, Charlotte.
Yeah. Except they wouldn't understand the hell of what they're saying, man.
True.
They just say it.
I think that would be cool to have a parrot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, you see, so you got a little surprise doing your week in LA.
Yeah. Getting everything in LA.
Yeah, that's true.
And all.
I asked Charlotte when I first got here if she's ever been in an earthquake.
Yeah.
She said no.
Oh, before this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well,
wow.
When I got in.
Yeah.
She jinxed it.
Yeah, maybe a psychic or something. I don't
know.
It
brought the natural disasters.
Yeah. Do you have psychic abilities? I mean, do you feel that you're like spiritual and stuff in a way?
No.
No? Not at all.
No.
You're firmly grounded in material things. No, join the club. I'm too.
I believe in ghosts, but I don't think I'm psychic.
Yeah, okay.
My friend texted me this morning. That's funny you said ghosts. She texts me and she's like, is my little British bird okay?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fine. And she was like, she was just making sure I was okay. And then she was like, well, maybe it was an earthquake or maybe it was a ghost. And I was like, I would prefer, I think I'm going to go with it was a ghost.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Ghosts don't do that stuff, man. For sure. But
wait, you do believe in ghosts?
I do.
Oh.
I like all that kind of stuff.
Do you, Sam?
Do I believe in ghosts? No, I don't. Sometimes I do feel I'm being watched, you know. But
I don't know if I do or I don't. That's a big topic.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I mean, if you're spiritual, then you have to believe in them, you know. And I do believe in reincarnation and everything, you know. I mean, if you, like we were talking about the Kabbalah stuff, you know, if you believe in the soul and reincarnation, you're pretty spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because otherwise you're like, no, we're worm food when we die, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's like nothing left. But people like to believe that there's something beyond, you know. Maybe that's all it is. We just believe it and it's not true.
I've heard a lot of ghost stories from people. Yeah. And I mean, some of them are so vivid. I mean, one girl that we knew in college, there was this drill. Someone was drilling a hole in her wall.
Yeah.
And she would go get it fixed. Like, the maintenance man would come and then it would reappear.
Really?
And in between her apartment complex, there's no way that the neighbor could do that because there's a gap in between the apartments.
Okay.
So, and then things started moving and plates would crash on the floor. And
yeah.
It got really bad. I mean, she had to move out. It was intense. But the apartment complex is built on a burial ground, right? Am I right?
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're finding those. Yeah, yes. Did you ever see the movie Poltergeist? That's exactly what it was.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they had like ghosts and monsters and stuff, and they found out that they were living on a cemetery.
See, that's freaky. Yeah. I don't know if I believe that, like, someone's... Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. I mean, it all depends. I mean, it's all limited by our comprehension as human beings, and we don't comprehend everything. So we think based on our logic. But I think that ghosts or... Not ghosts. Let's just say spirits, okay, or souls or whatever. They're in a spiritual world. I mean, by definition, they cannot affect anything that happens in our world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the difference between a spirit and a human being. We're here in the material world, so we can move things, we can build things, we can do things. But spirits, you know, like I said, by definition, they can't do it, you know. They don't have a body. They don't, you know, so I don't know how they would control energy here, but I guess they do, you know, so... I don't know, you know, based on my logic, there isn't any, but... You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. Just it seems like every second person I meet is like they claim they're a psychic or a medium or...
And someone's seen one.
Yeah, you know? And then it's like, who do you think you are having more abilities than I do, you know? What is this, you know? So I don't believe in that stuff, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, undecided.
Yeah. What about, do you believe there's like life after death? I mean, do you believe the souls go somewhere or do you feel...
I don't know. I try not to think about it. Death kind of freaks me out. When you think about it too much, it's like you just fall asleep and never come back, but you don't know.
Right.
So
it can't be a big deal.
But I do believe that there's a path for everyone. And I think the way that you come back to life, you're on the same journey.
Right.
But just in a different body.
Right. Do you believe that, Sarah Ashley?
That's hard.
Yeah.
No. It's a tough one.
I mean, yeah, but when you think about it, when I die, I'm sure everybody thinks about it sometimes. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, do you have hope that there's something beyond that? Or
I don't think you're just worm food.
No, huh?
No.
No. So you think the soul goes somewhere?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
To heaven or hell?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You think that?
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Probably.
See, I don't...
Did you grow up in a religious home?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
But did you go to church or anything when you were young?
When I was young.
When you were young, yeah. Yeah, this whole concept of heaven and hell, I don't get it. But, you know, I mean, every religion has it. So, I don't know. No, I don't think the Eastern religions have that. It's just in our religions where they try to scare people to death, you know. But, you know, I mean, my God, you know.
But I think it should be drilled in more because if you do bad, you're going to go to hell. I feel like people should fear that more.
Right.
And maybe there wouldn't be as much bad in the world.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. You see, I think if that was true, then there's no freedom of choice because everybody would choose to be in heaven. Yeah, yeah, to just be good, you know. If we knew that for sure. That's why we don't know that. So there's a freedom of choice. And that freedom of choice actually is why we're here, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know if it's about good or bad as far as like righteous or evil.
Relative.
Yeah, I think it's more about just learning lessons and things like that and coming back. I don't know that there's punishment. I really don't, you know. But, you know, who knows? I mean, just think about it. If you're a parent and you tell your child, if you want me to love you, then you can only do this. If you don't do that, I'm going to throw you out of the house. There's no freedom of choice anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty clear choice what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, and I truly believe that this whole creation is for freedom of choice. So we can have the ability to decide for ourselves how to move on. And so that sort of conflicts with it, you know. So, but just my opinion. So I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you to some extent. But then yeah. I feel like the freedom of choice shouldn't be so free that people can kill.
Well, but...
But then that yeah. comes with the good and the bad, you know.
Yeah.
So...
But that's the thing. If you're the creator, then I guess... you know, living and dying is not such a big deal. It's something that's like happens. Natural. Yeah. You know, and death is not necessarily a bad thing. We don't know that. It just means the end of us here.
But that's sad. Like, I'll never see my mom again.
I know, but
you know,
it's like she doesn't want to think about she doesn't want to think about death, and I'm staying on it. Okay, let's move on to something else.
Next topic.
I know.
Do you know what St. Patrick's Day is?
No, tell me.
Well, this article kind of contradicts itself, but I think the day is the death of the patron saint of Ireland, which is St. Patrick.
Yeah.
But it's the arrival of Christianity in Ireland.
Oh, really?
But wow. I don't understand why this is a worldwide holiday, and I'm putting, like, quotations, holiday.
Right. I think there's so many, I don't know, is it around the world or is it in America? And
but even if it's Ireland. Got from Ireland to America.
Right.
I mean, it's in England too. And
well, but I think that's because, yeah, because I think there's a lot of Irish here in America. I've realized that, you know, I mean, many people have Irish ancestry. So there must have been a lot of them immigrating to this country when it was started. And that's probably why, you know, there's a lot of, at least in L.A., you know, there's a lot of Irish influence here.
It's true. Like, there's a lot of Irish bars. But I just, I mean, I think it's a good day because it's an excuse for people to wear green and drink.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, but I mean, it's kind of a ridiculous holiday.
It is,
you
huh?
know? I mean, you just, like, how you celebrate is drinking.
Right.
I mean, our friend lives in Chicago, and they dyed the river up there green. And in Tampa, where
Sarah's
from,
why?
They dyed, yeah.
The waterfront, they dyed it green.
Wow. You just called Sarah, didn't you?
I said Sarah Ashley.
Oh, okay. Wow. I guess she's already used to saying it fast. It sounds like one syllable.
Yeah.
Because I want to try to catch you on that.
No, I said Sarah Ashley.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, and everyone should wear green. And I guess that's... And it's the cloth. It's a three-leaf.
The shamrock.
Or maybe it's a shamrock.
It's a shamrock.
Right. Yeah.
I just think it's a ridiculous day. I mean, I enjoy it, but I mean, really?
I know.
Oh,
it says here,
Argentina, Canada, Great Britain, Japan, Malaysia.
Really?
Russia,
they celebrate
South
it too?
South Korea, Switzerland, United States.
Wow.
It's like Valentine's Day, isn't that after a saint too?
Yeah, what a ridiculous day too.
You're going to have to get closer to the mic because we can't hear you when you talk. There you go. You can even pull it towards you a little bit. But yeah, you're getting too comfortable. You're on the air. You got to be in action here. You can't just sit back and relax.
But it's true. Valentine's Day is also another day. I mean, really, what is Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
If you love somebody, you should want to be nice to them and love them and do things for them. 365 days a year, not
that's
just one.
That's true.
That's my idea for Valentine's Day.
You're right. And a lot of people really don't subscribe to it, including me, you know, but simply because, I mean, no, look, no, I think it's a cool day and everything, but the point is that things are expected from you and then it's not fun anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I bring you something because I want to, then it's a cool thing. But if I bring it because you expect it, because it's Valentine's Day, it's not meaningful.
Completely.
Right?
I agree with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's why I'm saying, like you said, do it other days as well, and then you won't have to do it on Valentine's Day.
If you love someone, you should want to do it all the time, not just one day a year.
That's true, yeah.
But then it is nice to be taken out, I guess.
That's true, except everything's so freaking expensive and crowded on St. Valentine's Day, you know? And so they usually make like special menus here at the restaurants. And usually it's not that great, you know. I mean, it's not like the regular menus and stuff.
I feel like when the set menus, they're never as good.
Yeah.
And it's like you get to choose from three things.
Exactly,
but I feel like everything's pre-made in the kitchen.
That's true.
Because it's only the, it's so generic and it's the food isn't great because they've pre-cooked it.
Yeah, exactly. So you feel like you're in a wedding or something, you know, or on a cruise where everybody eats the same thing, you know.
But cruise food is the best. Yeah,
I know. I love cruises. I know. But it does feel like you're sitting in a big room and everybody eats the same thing and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like a school canteen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you guys go anywhere to eat this weekend?
We went to the Japanese barbecue.
Ooh, that was... it's on Ventura and Van Nuys.
Oh, okay,
it's
that
like
place.
Guzu, I have no idea what
name is. It's across from from the Hamlet, right? Like across the street from Hamburger Hamlet. Yeah,
uh-huh.
On the corner of, of Moore Park and...
by the In-N-Out.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
The bank. Yeah.
And I've wanted to go there many times because I always pass by there.
So
is it good?
And it's one of those where you cook in front. Like
right.
You cook it yourself.
That's what the Japanese barbecue is. Yeah, like Benihana or something. Yeah.
So
and
good.
Yeah, they cook it in front of you. There's like 10, 12 people sitting around.
No, it's one
it.
Where we
oh,
you
cook
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like I've only been to Korean barbecues that are like that, but you have a grill.
Uh-huh.
Like it was just the two of us sat opposite and we cooked our own food, like the grill in front of us. And
so that seems even cooler than what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
wow.
No, it was really, really cool and it was really good food.
So, but I mean, if you have meat and stuff, you have to know how to cook
it. Well, they
I mean,
tell you like four minutes each side.
Oh, really?
And I mean, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
It was only some of the fish came in aluminum foil. Mm. So then we had to open it and keep like closing
it. That took
it.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah. She was like 2 minutes each side and it's like,
I don't
no.
think so, right?
This is kind of raw. but yeah, it was really, really good.
Wow,
really good.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to have to check it out because I like that. I went and had Japanese food too. We had some sushi at a place that I haven't been to before. And it was pretty good, you know. And the thing is that sometimes, though, the service, I don't know if you noticed at Japanese restaurants or even at Chinese and, you know, those Asian restaurants, sometimes they're just weird, you know. Those waiters are really weird, you know, because it's such a different culture, you know, that sometimes it's just like, you know, they're like, clear the table before you're done eating, you know. It's like, what is that, you know?
Yeah,
leave
they take
plate
the
here.
Table when you have a mouthful left. It's like,
I know.
Oh, you're
I know. It's like, wait
that.
A minute, you know. And or they're kind of like pushy or whatever it is, you know. But yeah, it kind of felt weird, you know. I mean, this waitress was not all there.
That's funny.
Yeah, but the food was good, you know. I mean, it's like because you know usually people have like favorite sushi places, but then you go there so many times and you pretty much have eaten everything they have.
Exactly.
You know? So then you gotta try different places and stuff, and it's cool because. You discover new things and stuff, you know. So, do you eat sushi?
I do. I love sushi.
Yeah, you like
sushi.
It, and you too, seriously. I know it's like a lot of people like sushi, and I was totally against it. I didn't even want to try it, you know, because just thinking of raw fish. But then I finally decided. I mean, if it's like you're the exception if you don't eat sushi in LA, you know.
Right.
Everybody eats sushi here, you know. It's
sushi
like the
and
trendy thing. Yeah. The trendy thing to do in a bottle of water or something,
yeah,
you know.
Right?
Everybody with their water, with their expensive $5 water bottle.
Oh,
you
my
know?
Gosh.
Like, where's that come from?
Well,
know?
We, do you remember the bottle of water you got the other day? It was one of those where it's a water bottle and then the top. It has like a lime or strawberry
or
something.
Yeah.
And
oh,
you
wow.
twist it and it all pours in.
Really?
It was the most disgusting water.
Really?
I liked it.
So the idea is cool, but it
the idea was cool.
You.
Like when it all dispersed out, it was cool. It
but
was
we
like
weren't expecting that.
Green, white, like but ew.
Wow.
Gross. But seriously, like people get the most expensive drinking water. I mean, I drink tap water.
Yeah, well, not I don't drink people. Water at all.
But I'm live fine with Diet Coke. Tap. But yeah. Oh, Diet Coke. Yeah, me yeah. too. I'm trying to think where we ate Saturday. Because we've had some great... Since we've been here, we've had the best meals.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Sandwich place in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, we went to Manhattan Beach on Saturday. Nice. And we hired bicycles.
Really? Those are cool.
Yeah.
Manhattan Beach, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing place. I mean, there's a lot of beaches in Redondo and Huntington and all that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Manhattan Beach is
Manhattan's
beautiful.
Manhattan's one of my favorite. I want to live there so bad. But
yeah, I know. It's so different from
but
LA,
but I want one
huh?
of the houses on the front of the water, sure, which are like $10 million. So
I'm sure
maybe
you
in another
do,
lifetime,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But they have the best ice cream sandwiches down there.
Really?
It's right on the corner of the main street. I think it's two streets up from the pier. Mm-hmm. Everything's homemade. All the ice cream, all the cookies.
Wow.
They are to die for. Really? Every time I'm close to that, I'm like... Cookie sandwich.
Really? I'm going to have to check
it out. Yeah, you'll have to go then.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's always, the bakery's always packed. I mean, yeah. Everything is good. They have chocolate strawberries. They have these like homemade cake things and and layered ice cream with cheesecake in it and ice cream. They have everything.
Samoa ice cream.
What's that?
Like the Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Those, okay.
I didn't know what that was. I was like, wait, what? Oh, is that what you tried? Mm-hmm. I never tried
it was
that.
So
but
good.
Yeah. I never liked the Girl Scout cookies, so I didn't know about that.
Not a
really?
Huge fan either.
Yeah.
Oh, I am. Yeah.
Really? What kind do you like?
I like the coconut ones.
Oh,
oh is that them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, well,
now
really
you know the name.
I that ice cream. But I like them when they've been in the freezer and they've like frozen a bit. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So good.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds interesting. So you rented bikes and stuff, mm-hmm. and you rode down the path there.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. It's a never-ending trail there, you know?
I know. And, right? Sarah Ashley at one point was like, we should ride to the end. I was like, the end's probably Malibu.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone on a 20-mile bike ride from Marina Del Rey further down than Manhattan. Uh-huh. So I was like, we're going to be riding for a long time if
yes,
you want to
you
ride
would.
To the end.
It would be. Yeah. And then you'd have to come back too.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the worst. Yeah. When I rode from Marina Del Rey, I think we went to Hermosa.
That's pretty far.
We got there and then it's like, wait, now we have to go all the way back. Yeah. That sucks. That really sucks.
That's true. Yeah. So the best thing to do is to ride for a few miles, come back. And then go to another beach and rent bikes there, you know. And then,
or a bar.
That
works too.
Yeah. But you know what I like doing is I did a couple times get a Segway. Have you ever been on a Segway before?
No, and I've always wanted
They're
to.
They're popular in Tampa.
Oh, really?
Near
because
Bayfront.
Yeah.
Water.
Have you been on one?
No, but I always see the little tours.
You're right,
20
yeah.
people on
they have
Segway.
The tours and you look like such a geek on them, you know.
My mom's been on one. She said it was like an ab workout because you have to balance to make sure you stay.
You do balance, but the most strain you get is on your calves, I think, you know. That's where you get the strain. But the thing is that it's so much fun. You do look nerdy on it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But so the first thing you should do is take off the helmet. Then you don't then you don't look so nerdy. And but it's but you don't have to balance or anything. You just stand on it. It balances itself.
That's
you know.
Crazy.
And you lean forward and it moves forward. You lean back and it stops. And you lean sideways and it turns. And
weird.
It's the ultimate thing for tours and things like that. I did that in a few places, and you get to go places that you wouldn't otherwise, mm-hmm. you know, because I mean, you can even stand on it, you know, so you can like you ride it on the sidewalk, stop, look at, you know, look at windows and stuff like that. So, but it's a lot of fun, and you can get it over here in Santa Monica and ride it. And the nice thing about it is you can. Well, first of all, you don't strain yourself, so it's not like a bike. But also, I mean, not to say walking is not a great thing. I love walking and bike riding, but this lets you cover a bigger area.
You see a different side.
Yeah, you cover a bigger area in less time. You can take uphill and like no effort at all.
And
you
especially
know,
when you're
uphill.
Short like me, you gain like a good, you know, like a good couple feet.
I guess,
high up. But I've really always wanted to go on one. Did you hear about the guy that invented them?
I mean, I've read about it when it first came out. That
how he died?
No.
He died on a Segway.
Really?
He like rode off a cliff by mistake.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like, what a way to go out. Like,
whoa.
You invented this cool thing and that's the way you die. But yeah, that's how he died. He like rode off a cliff by mistake.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jeez. Intense, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If I was on a Segway, I would not go near a cliff.
I know.
For sure, you know?
But it's sometimes, I mean, when I went to Catalina Island for my birthday, me and my mom, we rented a golf cart because there ended up being absolutely nothing to do.
Right.
And
there's nothing to do in Catalina.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we wanted to go parasailing, got canceled. And so I was just like depressed. I was like, let's hire a golf cart. Mm. So we're going around on this golf cart on Catalina Island. And I struggled. They're hard to drive, firstly.
Really?
Secondly, you're way up on these cliffs and there's no barrier.
Right.
So, and my mom's freaking out. She's like, "Oh my God, we're gonna drive. You're a terrible driver.
Wake off."
Yeah, she was freaking out. She's like, "We're gonna die. Like, you're gonna drive off this, and then we're going the wrong way up a one-way street, and the cops are like, you have to turn around while doing a U-turn on this tiny street with no barrier in a golf cart."
Wow.
Was not fun.
Wow.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
But sometimes you end up at these weird places with no barriers on the side of these cliffs, and I mean, poor Mr. Segway obviously,
yeah,
just lost control. And
I know, wow,
yeah,
oh well, you know,
yeah, but at least he went out with his invention,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Like, but you know what? What are really cool, they have off road ones. I mean, can you imagine like going in the woods and riding it? And
wow,
yeah, going uphill, downhill again, it's not to replace hiking, but it's a sure fun way to see things, you know.
Wouldn't have lost my car key if we'd have gone hiking on a Segway.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll have to do that next time.
I know. But yeah, I mean, definitely walking on the beach, biking on the beach is an amazing thing, you know. And do you like the beach?
I do.
A lot? Yeah. I guess it's hard not to like the beach, right?
I grew up probably about 10 minutes from Siesta Key. And
really?
Last year it was ranked the number one.
It's been
beach.
Number one for like the past few years, and now Clearwater Beach is number one.
Really? Oh, so, wow. So you have to move.
They're only about an hour and a half apart, hour and a half. But Siesta Key is...
It's beautiful.
Siesta
the sand
Key,
there.
I've never heard of it.
It's like powder.
Really?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
I guess Florida has a lot of nice places to visit, right? Yeah.
It really does. I mean, I like the Miami, I prefer Fort Lauderdale, I think, to Miami. But even on the other side where, like, West Palm Beach, that's nice. And then further up, you have Siesta and Tampa.
Right.
Orlando is a big tourist area, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Disney.
There's not really many places in the north where we went to school.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Tallahassee.
It's completely different from the south. I mean, you go to like Fort Lauderdale down, and if you don't speak English, you're not going anywhere.
A lot of Spanish people left.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's quite different, huh? Northern from southern.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tallahassee is completely different from.
Wow, that's interesting.
And because it's only 30 minutes from the border of Georgia.
Okay.
So it's very country, there's a lot of southern people.
More southern influence, yeah. You see, also with California, it's such a big state that the north is really different from Southern California, you know. The weather is different, you know, the climate and everything. And so since it's cooler up there, they're not as big on the beach as we are here and stuff. But yeah, so I guess when you have big states, they're like different, you know?
Yeah, so much different from north to south. I mean, San Diego from San Francisco, it's like worlds apart.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And so have you ever been to New York?
I have.
I
was really young. Yeah, I did the whole Empire State Building.
Yeah.
All the touristy things.
It seems a lot of people from New York City are moving to Miami and stuff, you know. I mean, I have several family members that did, and I understand that, you know, because for them it's easier. It's still East Coast and everything, you know. It's instead of moving to LA,
still big city,
right?
And still the same time zone,
right? Exactly.
I mean, I know that was a huge thing for my mom when I was in Florida. It was five hours, I don't even remember now, difference between England and America. So it was kind of weird, like at four o'clock was like the last time I could really speak to her.
Right.
But now it's an 8 hour difference.
Really?
I mean, I can only speak to her in the morning.
Oh yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah, 8 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big, being on a different time zone when you're not used to it.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like for people from New York moving down to Miami, it's like, okay, because they are on the same time zone.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And it's easier for them. And if they left some family behind, they can go visit them and so forth, you know. But, yeah, so New York is cool. I don't think I could ever live there. I enjoy visiting, especially during the holidays. I mean, it's amazing. But I don't think many people who were not born in New York can actually live there. You know,
well, it's tough. And I feel like a lot of people compare New York to L.A.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to move to either New York or L.A. I mean, they're totally different.
Totally.
Like, L.A., you have so many places. I think I said this so many times. You have so many places in one.
Right.
Like, you have Santa Monica, Venice, like, and they're both different and they're next door to each other.
Right.
Then you have Malibu. Then you have the mountains. Like, then you have downtown. Then you have the valley, Hollywood. Right. Like, it's so many different places. Manhattan, like, New York is just all, like,
it's the same.
It's moving. Like, yeah, like, you can't catch a break.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah. And especially if you want to live in the city. I mean, you get a very small place, very old and very expensive.
Uh-huh.
So I don't see the point in living in the city, but you know, some people just have to, I guess, because of work.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. But yeah, it's like, you know, I guess the you know, most of the impressions we have from New York are from the movies and stuff, you know, and yeah, it doesn't always look great.
No,
you know?
Completely. And it's it cold. Is. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I know Home Alone. I always think of Home Alone with the big Christmas tree, the little kid by the on Christmas Day. And it's like, oh, I've always wanted to go there and that would be fun. But then I feel like if I did go for Christmas, I wouldn't enjoy it. I'd be like, ah, get me back to like the warm.
I know.
This year on Christmas, it was like 85 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
Loving life.
I know. And we kind of complain we don't have snow during the holidays, you know. But it's, yeah, we don't really have weather in L.A. I mean, it's the same every day, right? Did you notice?
It's nice, though.
It is nice. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But we would like some rain sometimes, you know?
We got our 3 days worth of rain.
Yeah, I know. For the whole year.
And everyone freaked out.
I know.
It's like the world was ending. It's raining.
Yeah.
Can't drive anymore.
Oh, wow. So are you going back when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night you're going back. Cool.
Yep.
So you're still going to be with us here on the show?
Do you want to?
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah, okay. You're not going to stay home and Charlotte goes to work. We'll have a guest, but it'll be fun, you know?
Thanks,
so
Sam.
Good. So we'll still get to see you and everything. Awesome.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Yeah, great. She's not leaving. Late flight tomorrow,
like
so it's nice.
It's been a red eye.
Yeah, it's been perfect because, I mean, she got here, it was like 9:30-ish. On Thursday, and then
in the morning,
yeah, in right. the morning. So we had the whole day,
right?
And then tomorrow night she leaves. So it's been six pretty much full days.
Wow!
So it's been awesome.
Yeah, you haven't gotten on each other's nerves yet
no.
in the 6 days. Cool. Because sometimes friends, when they spend too much time together, they start fighting.
They really do, but we're not friends. Like I don't know, we've never really got on each other's nerves. We don't get in fights. Like
nice.
We don't.
They're not dramatic.
Yeah, both of us are just kind of like
easygoing and stuff.
Yeah, like whatever.
Good.
Even in college, we would just sit. I mean, last night we just sat and watched TV for like 4 hours because we were tired.
Yeah,
and we didn't talk. We didn't like. We're both on our phones, but it's like when you're good enough friends, you can do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. In college, at nights. We would sit, I mean, if one of us were in our rooms and not in the living room,
right.
the other would go, we'd just hang out, watch TV. We'd both be laying on our beds with our computers.
Right.
Like, it's like, why can't we do this by ourselves?
Yeah.
I mean, we can, but, or we can just sit together and not talk.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's a special relationship because you don't have to feel like you have to entertain the other person
completely.
All the time,
exactly.
you know? Because that's a lot of pressure, you know? I know, especially, you know, when you go on dates and stuff, it's like you have to work so hard and, come on, you know, I mean, it should be fun, you know.
And, like, obviously I had, a lot of things I wanted to do, like, while she was here. But on Saturday night, we went to the Roosevelt. That was really fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Would you go, like, dancing and stuff? Is there a club there or a bar?
There's, like, four or five clubs there.
Really?
And I know someone that works there, so he like showed us around, and it was it's just a nice place there.
Really?
It's different to all the other like. Like, neither of us really like the crazy, like, clubs with strobe lights.
And the loud like, music and stuff.
It's like, no, getting too old for that now. But, but to, like, sit in the road, it was just a nice place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we left at 12:30 and went to In-N-Out.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's where you go to
In-N-Out was calling.
I know, it's the only place that's open.
That was all we wanted, so we were A-okay with that.
Yeah. You see, that's one thing about L.A., though, is like all the food places close at 9, 10 o'clock, you know, and there's nowhere to go eat. So
that is true.
So the ones that are open are like packed with people.
And,
you know?
And yeah, we stood out like a sore thumb because we come
like, why are you
from
already back from going out?
Yeah, everyone else was going, and we're like, we're going home. It's bedtime.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. And so that's cool. Have you seen any attractive guys here? I mean, do you like LA men the way they look?
We really haven't, have we?
No, you haven't seen anybody that you like. I mean, I'm not asking if you met.
There
but
are some cute guys at the beach.
Yeah.
In Manhattan.
There's always good guys at the beach. Yeah.
And they hold themselves better down in Manhattan.
Oh, really?
I personally think that to in Venice. Uh-huh. Like, I feel like it's just a different kind of
Venice
guy
is different.
That's like attractive. You know what I mean? But maybe in Santa Monica today we'll meet some attractive guys.
Yeah, there you go. You see? She needs to have some good memories. You know? You can't go on a trip and not have sex. Come on. You know? I mean, trips make me horny as hell. I don't know why, but...
Oh my god!
Do you have a boyfriend back home?
I don't.
No. You don't. Good. No. So you're free to
explore.
Exactly. There you go.
That's really funny. Well, maybe today.
Yeah, maybe today. It's never too late. There you go. No, you might have a story for us tomorrow.
Maybe. Well, I'm expecting it to be kind of like crazy.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Because it's St. Patrick's Day.
That's true, huh?
I mean, we've been seeing photos all weekend of our friends, like, in the East Coast, up north, like, partying all weekend because
just go to
this holiday.
You guys should go, like, to Sunset Boulevard. There's a lot of bars and restaurants and stuff.
That's
true. It's really cool, yeah. Because Hollywood is more touristy, you know? If you go on Hollywood Boulevard... It's not as much fun, you know.
No,
especially if you've already been. Have you been there before? Like
I have.
The Walk of Fame and all that stuff. Yeah,
and we kind of did that on Saturday night after we left the Roosevelt because it was right there.
Yeah,
we were like, oh, let's just walk around.
Yeah, cool. But yeah, Sunset is nice. You know, they've got all these huge billboards and stuff, and a lot of rich people. You know, everybody that wants to be seen drives there.
Yeah,
and goes there and stuff. So it's pretty cool, yeah. And they have a couple of Mexican and Japanese restaurants. But I guess today you go to a bar or a pub or something, and that would be
some Irish
where the
pubs.
Action is.
Bangers
yeah.
and mash.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I know.
Bangers and mash. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, Ashley, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. At least you're awake and you're in one piece, and that's good. Because after the earthquake, I didn't know how shaken you guys would be. So
I know.
Yeah.
Whew. Deep breaths.
Yeah.
I think I was more. Sarah Ashley was like falling back asleep, and I was like, on
that's
my
where
phone.
I think I'm like, California earthquakes. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Oh, God. I would have been hopefully on the next plane out of here.
Right.
Oh, well. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Charlotte, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte right here on LA Talk Radio.